Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just the feeling, I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get was a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. My name is Cade Moyer, and you are listening to the Believe Paranormal and UFO podcast. If you have had an encounter and would like to share it, please get in touch with me. My email address is believepod@gmail.com. If you enjoy the podcast, be sure to leave us a rating or review wherever you listen and head on over to our website, believepod.com, and consider becoming a member to get bonus episodes and video content. Tonight I'm joined by Gaz, and Gaz is a truck driver who had an encounter back in 2017 down in New South Wales. So Gaz, welcome to the show, mate.
Thanks for having me, mate.
I can't believe it's taken over 200 episodes for us to get a long-haul trucker on the show, because I believe you guys would see more than anyone else in Australia. So a big hats off to you for coming forward, mate.
Totally agree, mate. I can't believe more having myself, long-time listener. So, this should be, maybe this might encourage a few to take a step out and call in, maybe.
Yeah, fingers crossed, because I guess that's the whole purpose of this show, is that to show people that they're not alone when they have these types of encounters. And I know how brutal the trucking community can be. So,
Very, mate.
Who knows? You coming forward can maybe give a couple of other people some thicker skin to come forward and really want to share their stories. But, mate, I am genuinely perplexed about what happened to you. So, take me back to 2017/18 and tell me what happened.
Awesome, mate. So I'd loaded out of Gunnedah. We had a contract at the time for the person I was driving for, carton flour out of Gunnedah to Melbourne. So I've loaded out of Gunnedah on, I think it was the early Thursday morning, and then was cruising back to Coral, New South Wales, where our depot was, to basically have the weekend off, then go down to Melbourne on the Sunday afternoon to unload for Monday morning. So travelled all day from Gunnedah, all good. Got onto the Riverina Highway at about, was this, it probably happened about anywhere between midnight, 3 o'clock in the morning, about an hour or two out of home, pulled into this parking bay on the Riverina Highway there. As I've swung into the parking bay, my high beams lit up the parking bay, couldn't see anybody in there at all that I spotted. So I pulled up there and I had to jump under the truck just to check something out underneath the truck. So I've got out, had a bit of a walk around the truck, checked the tyres, got underneath it. Truck's shut off. It's just the parkers, it's pitch black, dead quiet. So I roll underneath the truck to check it out, whatever I had to check out at the time. And then I could have sworn I heard little kids just laughing and mucking around. So I just stopped and just laid there for a minute. There was no breeze, no wind, no nothing. So it was just dead quiet. Must have done what that was. Just kept going as I was. Then I heard it again about 5 minutes later, much louder and very close. And anyone who's pulled into an Australian parking bay, a bitumen one day, generally knows mostly loose stones, on the bitumen. And you could actually hear, stones kicking around, someone walking up the side of my trailers. So I've stood out from underneath the truck, thinking first thing that went to my head, I didn't think anything paranormal first at all. First thing I'm thinking is, shit, like, who's got their kids out at this hour of the morning on next to a main highway? So I thought someone might have been in trouble. So I've rolled out from underneath the truck with my torch and sung out and walked around, and I'm thinking, oh, there's a kid here and maybe there's someone in trouble. So I've walked around the whole parking bay with my torch, thinking maybe I missed some campers or something over the back. I've gone over and checked over in the trees, everywhere, in this whole parking bay. I'm the only person in there. At that point, I got a little bit creeped out, and I wouldn't say a sprint to the truck, but it wasn't really a slow walk either. Back in the truck, back to the yard, parked it up, went home, didn't think much more of it. And then I come in on the Sunday about lunchtime to wash the truck and trailers before I went down to Melbourne, because you've got to keep those things nice and shiny. So I went in there and pulled up onto the wash bay. The truck is where I left it when I pulled it in on the Thursday night. And going around the back side of my trailer, I'm soaping up all the trailers and that. As I walk around the back of the trailers to soap it up, there's like a kid's handprint on the back of my trailer, just to further creep me out. I'm not saying that it could have been anything, but the truck and trailers were very clean when I left Gunnedah, and I pretty much was with the truck the whole time. I didn't have any kids or anything around me. I didn't stop in any parking bays and leave the truck anywhere or anything like that. So I can't really explain that one. It sort of solidified what I'd seen was there might be a bit more to that, and it just really creeped me out. Safe to say, the whole trip down to Melbourne, I couldn't get that out of my head on that Sunday night. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, mate. That was my creepy little thing that's sort of stuck out there forever. So I don't think I'll ever forget that one.
Mate, I can only imagine the feeling of terror when you realise that you are all alone. Like, you've done your genuine due diligence and you've gone around and looked for absolutely anyone that you can find. Because I guess one of the things that would be rather important with your job is making sure that there isn't any people kind of just laying around on the road.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, like I've always believed in ghosts and stuff, but my mind didn't go there. Like, it didn't. When I heard those stones and stuff moving in the parking bay, like, I was like, shit, someone's out there. And I thought someone's in trouble, or maybe the people camping and the kids got out of the tent and parents haven't realised. And it was, yeah, I can't even begin to tell you that how much I nearly shit myself when I did the whole rounds of that parking bay and there was no one there. When it set in that I was alone, I was like, yep, all right, time to go.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I don't blame you. I would have been out of there in an absolute heartbeat for sure, because that's horror movie material. I can picture you under the bloody trailer, under your truck, doing your inspections, checking everything, and these sounds of footsteps and kind of laughing going on around you. It's enough to make the hairs on your arms stand up.
Mate, it's my hair on my arms are standing up right now as we're talking about it. Mate, I just, yeah. And just how clear the voices were the second time I heard them, it sounded like two little kids. And they were running around the parking lot. That's what it sounded like to me anyway. And then, yeah, when I sort of just wrote it off. When I got back to the yard, I went home, I just put it down. That was weird, whatever. It wasn't until I came in on Sunday to wash the truck and trailers that when I seen that handprint there, I like the chill went down my spine. I'm like, it was like a reminder that really happened. So,
oh,
yeah,
absolutely. It's one of those things where you've had this really unusual encounter at basically, I think you said 3 a.m. in the
yeah,
morning 3 a.m. on
yeah.
the side of the highway. I don't know how far away you were from kind of civilization or anything like that, but I know most truck stops are fairly out of town, like at least a few Ks out of the main populated areas. And then you're washing your truck and you see these physical handprints on there. That really does solidify the encounter in your mind, because I didn't hear those voices, nothing happened. And then you see these handprints and you're just like, oh shit, that's it.
Yeah, I pretty much put it down to that when I left there, because this, yeah, that parking bay, mate, it's just literally, there's no toilets there, there's no nothing. It's just a a bitumen bay in amongst the trees on the side of the highway in farm, like next to paddocks, mate. There's nothing there. So it's in the middle of nowhere. Like, yeah, it would have been creepy. It would have been even probably more creepy if someone was there, to be honest. Like, yeah. But yeah, I just wrote it off, mate, in my head when I got home. I just didn't even really think about it again the whole weekend until Sunday when I seen that. And then, yeah, that tripped me. And I never, to be honest, I don't think I ever stopped in that park and bay again. Not in the dark, anyway.
Did you ever, when you heard these voices, did they genuinely sound like children, or was it just kind of like a bit of a laughing sound?
It sounded like a giggle at the first one I heard sounded like a giggle, and then it just sounded like children talking. But the second time when I heard it, when it was coming up beside of my trail, like I legitimately expected to roll out front of the truck and see a kid up beside my trailers, like in the lights, because that's how clear the voice was on the second time I heard it.
It makes me wonder what you encountered that night, because I have heard stories of yowies having a children-like sound to them, like a chattering.
Oh, don't creep me out any more than I already am.
Because that's one thing that kind of comes to mind. Not to say that's what it is, because, you know, you've got a couple of other circumstantial kind of evidence elements to your story, like the children handprints on the vehicle, because it's not like kids walk up to trucks all the time. I feel like trucks are usually very far out of the way in most public locations.
Yeah.
That it's not safe, obviously, to have kids around trucks. So for a handprint that just kind of show up out of nowhere, it's very peculiar.
Yeah, and to like I said, like if I had it parked in a town somewhere and gone in and got a burger or something and then come back anywhere along the trip, like that could have explained a time where someone could have got up to it, but I didn't really stop anywhere where there was kids near me truck or trailers. I never left it out of my sight, sort of thing, if that makes sense. So, and I was and still am to this day very particular and clean with me trucks and trailers. Like I keep them pretty shiny. They get washed everywhere they go. So there's no explanation for that handprint to be there that I can think of at all. So
this might sound like a rather odd question considering the circumstances of your encounter, but did you ever feel like you were alone or being watched or anything like that? And now, a quick word from our sponsor.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Also, are you wanting more content? Why not become a Believe Plus member? You'll get access to exclusive podcasts and episodes that aren't available to the public. Not only that, you'll also get our regular feed without any ads. Head to believepod.com/plus to sign up today for just $5 a month.
I didn't feel like that at all until, like, when I was legitimately walking around that park with the whole with my torch. I literally searched the whole park, mate, just to make sure there was no one there. I was singing out, basically talking to myself, singing out, like, anyone here? Like, hello, it's all right, it's okay, like you can come out, whatever. And then it was only then when it set in, I realised that I was the only one in there and I knew what I heard, that I got it, like a real creepy vibe come over me, is the only way I could describe it. And like I said, hightailed it back to my truck and didn't really look behind me at all. We just hightailed it.
Do you ever wonder if you're safe in situations like that when you go to other truck stops now?
Yeah, at night time I'm a bit more cautious now what sort of parking bays I pull into. I'm definitely more aware of it. I've heard stories and stuff, like obviously everyone's familiar with the stories like with the Pillager and stuff like that, how, you know, they're supposed to be haunted all through there and the Yowie sightings and stuff like that. So I've obviously heard stories of parking bays and certain places you go through to be quite creepy at night, but I hadn't really expected it there where I was. So, because I'd stopped in there a thousand times before in the daytime in the dark. I'd slept there overnights before. Like, I'd slept in that parking bay before that and never had any dramas whatsoever. So it was definitely a one-off there for me. And that was the last time I was in there. So.
Wow, that's really interesting, the fact that you've visited that exact spot so many times before and never had an encounter there.
Yeah, never, mate. I'd stopped there and slept the night, and I'd pulled in there at night for a piss and stuff like that in the dark, and I jumped out without my torch, you know, and just walked around with the park lights on. It hadn't worried me. I never got a vibe or anything about the joint, just other than it was a dark, creepy joint. Obviously, you're watching out for snakes and shit when you walk around at parking bays at night, but that's about it, mate. That was my only worry in there. So, yeah, so it was definitely different.
It would have been such a head spin to be in that moment then, that this is all second nature to you and everything's normal until it's not.
Correct. Yes, definitely, mate. I knew I had my wits about me. I knew there was never any doubt in my mind. I knew what I heard. For some reason or another in my head on the way home, I just sort of rooted off. I didn't really think much more about it. I just sort of put it down to that. That was a bit strange. Like, yeah, it wasn't until Sunday that I didn't even tell anyone when I got home or anything. I just left it. And it wasn't until Sunday when I'm there washing the truck and I seen those handprints, mate, and I realised that, you know, there was probably a bit more to that, what happened. So
have you told anyone about this encounter since?
Yeah, I've told a few friends. I told my old man about it and stuff because he's an old trucker as well. So, yeah, no, I've told a couple of people, but this is the first platform I've shared it on. So,
I wonder if any other truckers out there have had an experience at this same truck stop, because I don't know if you'd be okay with this, but like maybe given the exact location, and I can maybe put like a Google map or something like that on the episode show notes, because I'd be really, really interested to see if there's any potential Yowie encounters or if people have had like a similar encounter to yourself in that area.
Yeah, I'd be keen to know a bit more history, whether anyone's died there or anything like that, whether it was a car accident or anything like that or anything along there. But it's on the Riverina Highway between Urena and Clorowa there. It's called Losedale. It's a little village there. There's not much there, but the truck drivers will know the parking bay I'm talking about, and I can definitely get you a pin drop sent through to you so you can put it up on your site.
Yeah, that would be excellent, because it really, the trucking community, I feel like, is so tight, and you know, they may not share their stories or their encounters as much as I would like them to, but it would be interesting to see if anyone else has had encounters there, because, you know, truck stops aren't really just for trucks. You know, people would stop there, backpackers, things like that.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So like I said, mate, that's where my mind went. I thought someone's in here camping with their kids and the kids have snuck out of the tent. You know, they've heard a truck come in, they got all excited or whatever and jumped out. That's where my mind went.
yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've pulled into this place 100 times before. It's nothing out of the unusual. Do you ever wonder what you saw that night? Like, do you have any ideas? Because it happened, you know, about 5 or so years ago now. And do you ever think back to that night and kind of wish you hung around a little bit longer or anything like that?
That's a good one. That's a good question. Well, I didn't see anything. I only heard and the stones and stuff like that. But part of me is kind of wishes, yeah, maybe I did see something. But the other half of me is glad that I didn't. So, I think I'm sitting right in the middle on that one, mate. I don't know. I think I was nearly close to shit myself as it was, mate. I think if I'd have seen a little kid or something there that disappeared or anything, or even a Yowie or whatever it was, I don't know how I would have went with that.
No, so, I don't blame you. I think I would be the same. It's one of those kind of mind-melting experiences. And, man, I think it's truly fascinating, because I would believe there are so many people around Australia who have had very similar encounters at parking bays. Yeah,
absolutely, mate. Even on the road, like truck drivers, we spend so much time on the road in these, you know, in the, like, most abandoned roads and highways and parking bays in Australia. So, yeah, I'm sure there is multiple people that probably did the same thing I did when it first happened and, like, just sort of wrote it off, didn't really think much to it. Like I said, if I didn't find that print on the Sunday, I don't know whether I would even give it much thought ever again, to be honest.
Yeah, so, no, I totally get that. And when you saw that, like you said, you kind of had that sinking feeling in you. Do you think it was something physical there, but you just didn't see it?
When I was in the Parker Bay?
Yeah.
Mate, the way I heard the people, like someone walking up to some of my trailers and heard those loose gravel stones like kicking around in the Parker Bay, I legitimately thought there was a person or an animal or something physical there. That's what I thought instantly. Like I sung out before I started coming out underneath my truck. So to let someone know, like, hey, I'm coming out, like, I'm not going to startle you. And then it stopped. And then when I crawled out, there was nothing there, mate. Not a single thing. I didn't hear anyone run away and hear stones, like, go away. I only heard it come up beside me trails, and that was it.
That's really creepy.
Yeah.
It's really creepy.
And from the position where I could judge in the dark where it was coming alongside me trailers, it was coming down from the back right inside of me trailers, like a B-double, which is two trailers for anyone who's not familiar with what that term means. And it was coming from the back right inside of the trailers. So to be in that spot on the Sunday afternoon, soaping up the trailers to give it all a wash and see that handprint in the same spot where I reckon I heard the noise coming from, it was a really sickening feeling in the stomach. It's probably the best way I'd describe it. So
can I play devil's advocate with you for a second here, Gaz?
Yeah, mate.
Did you ever have the thought that whatever you encountered climbed on top of your trailers?
No, I did. I did get the inkling on the Sunday when I seen the handprint after I washed the truck and everything down and all the rest of it, that I hope it didn't attach itself to me and come with me in the truck. But no, I never really. I had curtain sort of box trailers, so they were the big square ones with the curtains on the side. So I don't reckon anything climbed on, but definitely thought, man, I was hoping that on the Sunday that nothing attached itself to me. I was coming for a ride to Melbourne, that's for sure.
Mate, I would have had the same thought, to be honest, because the fact that this is such a common ground for you to pass through, to stay at, to sleep at, and you've encountered this simply surreal type of entity or yaoi or whatever it was, that's what I really love about your encounter, Gaz, is that it's the great unknown.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, I have to thank you for coming on the show, Gaz, because I am absolutely thrilled that we've got our first genuine truck driver on the show, because hopefully the floodgates will open after this, mate, because you're...
Hopefully, mate, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really hoping so, but your encounter it's genuinely fascinating, and I love the way that when you're experiencing it, you're still doing your job, you know, you're making sure that your truck's safe, everything, all the protocols that you need to follow, you're doing it. And you even went completely out of your way to make sure the situation was safe just in case there were people, you know, buggers.
I'd say 20 minutes, man, I spent walking around with a torch before it really set in, because I wanted to be sure that no one was around. Because I wasn't a father at the time, but I am now, and I had like a fatherly instinct that if there's a kid around in trouble, like not next to that highway, there'd be nothing for a truck to come in, you know, half knackered and running someone over. So I wanted to be sure, and then in the same breath, after finding out, making sure that there was no one there, that just creeped me out. So.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Believe Paranormal and UFO podcast. If you have had an encounter and you would like to share it, please get in touch with me. My email address is believepod@gmail.com. Finally, don't forget to follow us on all our social media outlets and be sure to join our Discord server to talk to other listeners of the show. You'll find all these links in our show notes. Thank you.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.